All right, guys, we're here. Championship week, congratulations. Rematch of last year. That's upsetting to me, a rematch of last year. We went all this year just to see what we already had last year. But that just shows how good you guys are at fantasy football, I guess. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Well,
good. Hanging in there. It's a revenge game for Santi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Jason's my nemesis, but from what Tristan said last week, too, he's my new enemy in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, you and me always going at it.
Yeah. I ain't scared of you, even though you always seem to beat me in the playoffs whenever we play. That's all good.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to do, we kind of talked about it, but I just wanted to really preview your guys' matchup. We don't have a lot to talk about because there's no trades. There's no predictions, really, because it's just you guys now. Everyone else is done. So what I want to do is just an in-depth preview, starting with Sonny's team. And Jason, you can chime in if you disagree with whatever Sonny says about this.
Disagree.
Everyone on Sonny's team's getting a zero.
They're all good.
They all get injured.
They all get hurt.
The whole Browns defense.
Aw. So with your quarterback, Sonny, you got Deshaun playing Cincy, Kyler playing San Francisco. Kyler is the number one QB in fantasy this year. Kyler's projected 24. Deshaun's projected 22. What do you think? You think that'll hold less, more, or right at it?
I'm always scared of whenever a quarterback goes against San Francisco just because of how good their defense is.
Yeah.
But I know that they've been a little bit on a downhill slope lately. And so I think Kyler Murray is probably going to be – yeah, he's projected at 24. I'd be happy if he's around between 18 to 22.
Okay.
I'd be happy. But Deshaun Watson, though, I think should be going off against Cincinnati. They did hold Pittsburgh last week. But, I mean, Pittsburgh offense, though, has been trashed the last 3 weeks. And so I think Deshaun Watson is going to have fun torching that defense. But I want to say they'll be right around their projections, I think.
Okay. All right. Let's just give them their projections then. Jason, anything to go against that? Or you think they'll probably hit their projections 22 and 24 with Watson and Murray?
Well, does Houston have anybody to stomp on Cincinnati's logo? So they stopped Pittsburgh last week. So I'm hoping they stop everybody except Brandon Cooks, because Brandon Cooks is on my team. So Deshaun, throw it to Cooks and we'll be good.
Yeah, I hate for Sonny that he has that you guys have that stack, because it's like if Watson throws a big touchdown, it might be to Cooks. And then, yeah, it's great, but you really just got more points for Cooks. I hate that.
Same issue with my team throwing Monty's guy. So
yeah.
Ryan Tannehill.
That's true. Your running back, Sonny, you got David Montgomery and Dobbins starting. I'm assuming those will stay in your starting running back spot. So Montgomery playing Jacksonville, projected 17. Dobbins playing the Giants, projected 12. Well, how do you feel about those projections?
I feel they're pretty good. Montgomery might be a little high on projection, but I think his ceiling, though, can definitely be 25 or 30 against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, his floor, I think, should probably be 15 or 10. So the projection is right about right, but I actually think he's going to go 20-plus.
20-plus.
Against Jacksonville.
Give me a number. What do you think, 22?
Go 23.
23, okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Montgomery's pretty good. He scares me.
What he's been doing since week 12 is just – he didn't have a 20-point game from week 1 to 11. And then week 12, 25, week 13, 23, week 14, 32, and then, of course, against me, 33. So, yeah, he's been going off. Dobbins also has been going off recently. Seems like now they're kind of committing to him being the number one running back. He's got three straight weeks of 14 points. He's projected 12. What do you think, Sonny? Give me a number.
Dobbins is tough just because, you know, Lamar Jackson can always – you always have that threat of him stealing those touches, those goal line run-ins. And but Dobbins seems to be the bell cow, although he's still splitting some touches with Gus Edwards. Yeah, but I would say, yeah, probably about 15, I'd say, from him. 15. Against the Giants, although that Giants defense has been really good the past few weeks.
Yeah. They going to stop your boys from making it to the playoffs?
I don't know. Probably. I think Cowboys have to win out and Skins to lose out, and that's, you know, it's probably not going to happen. But
might.
Hold out hope.
I last week playing you, you know, your big thing this year has been your right wide receivers, and they all had bad games, and I still lost because, of course, your running backs went nuts.
So I saw Montgomery play. It was an early game, like week four or five, a Thursday game against the Vikings. But yeah. I saw him play, and he had a trash O-line, and I think it was Nick Foles. Yeah, Nick Foles just went in, I think, as a quarterback, and they were in a good offense. But every time I saw him run, it was easily a 2-3 yard loss, but he would break tackles and get 5 to 10 yards off of a for sure 3-4-5 yard loss. And so once I saw that, I was like, dude, this guy, he's good, he's just with a terrible O-line. And I was just holding out hope all year that they would fix it. And then as soon as Trubisky came back, and then I heard that they switched one of their O-lines around, one of their own linemen, then he just started going nuts. And so yeah, it's crazy. I was pretty tempted to trade him after all your guys' RB trash talk against my team.
Dude.
But
yeah, but I mean, we were taking it down all year. Yeah, we were bringing it down all year, but you stuck with it, man. I mean, Tristan said it last week. Like, we were all pretty surprised you stayed with your team, but
I was too, because I was throwing out trades towards the deadline to Junie, because I really wanted Carson and Eckler. But I knew that that if I didn't make a trade happen, that I'd be okay too. And so I really wanted a lot from him. I really wanted those two guys from him. And I didn't want to give up too much. And so if he bit, then I would have taken it. But either way, though, I was like, I'd be happy with my running backs now. And I'd also be happy with Carson and Eckler. But
well, he really wanted Kyler. He wanted Kyler back. That was like the only player he wanted back was Kyler.
And yeah, I wasn't giving him up.
No. Were you like, was there ever a chance of you giving up Kyler this year?
When he got that injury and he wasn't playing good, I was thinking about it. Yeah. But I was kept telling myself it has to be like a for sure like steal for me to trade him.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense. So now your receiver projections. So you got Adams playing Tennessee, projected 18. AJ Brown, I think he's gonna play, is kind of what I was reading, playing Green Bay with 11. And then let's just say Juju against the Colts, projected 8. You think those are all pretty close? What's the number in your mind for their projections?
So I kind of wanted to trade Adams before the deadline, just because I always trade and looking that I'm going to make it to the championship. And I was looking at Green Bay and how good their record is. And I was concerned that they were going to limit his snaps or possibly even sit him as early as week 16. And so that's what I'm a little worried about against Tennessee. If I know he's going to play, but are they going to limit him to half his snaps that he normally would take?
Sure.
So that was my concern. But I think he's going to be his projection's a little high.
Okay.
I think he's going to be around the 10 to 15 mark, probably 13 points, I'd say.
Okay.
AJ Brown, I know Tennessee is still fighting for a spot. They still want first place. And so they're going to play AJ Brown. And I think him and Corey Davis will be the, per se, like bell cow receivers. So,
yeah.
I think AJ Brown's probably going to be higher than that, I want to assume. Maybe 15 points.
Okay.
Juju, as long as he doesn't do any TikTok dances on the logo.
Hey, he said he's not. He said he's done.
Yeah, that man, he was getting some bad karma from that. But Juju, we'll see if Claypool and Johnson keep seem like they hit a rookie wall. They're both rookies, right?
I don't think Deontay Johnson is. I think he was just hurt last year.
Okay. So Claypool, I think I'm always afraid of rookies because I'm always fear that they'll hit that rookie wall during the season. But I think Juju being the veteran, I think 8 points is good. Maybe higher than that, maybe 10.
Okay. But, then your next one was Terry McLaurin, but he didn't practice today or yesterday. So my question to you was, if he's out, are you going to put George Kittle in? Because George Kittle is going to play.
I was thinking about that. That's going to be the decision of the week is actually I was thinking of doing Michael Gallup in Gallup. And then Gronkowski. I should leave Gronkowski in there. But JD McKissick and Kittle is a little 50-50.
Okay.
I want to throw Kittle in there, but I'm not too sure who I should replace him with.
Okay. So so you said Gallup for McLaurin then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If he's out.
Yeah. Let's see. What's his projection right now? Projected 7 points. What do you think about that? That's against Philly.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Him and Andy Dalton seem to be getting in sync. I know he scored the red zone touchdown last week and had some targets. And so every time I watch Dallas play, Andy Dalton seemed to like Gallup a lot. So it's more of a gut thing on Gallup, but we'll see. Okay. I want to throw Kittle in, but I don't know how I should play that out.
Okay, so. Jason being the opponent, does he put Kittle in for McKissick or does he put Kittle in for McLaurin and keep Gallup out? If it was your team, what would you do? You want to get Kittle in for one of those three?
I would put Kittle in for McLaurin's injured, then yes, I would definitely put him in there. And McKissick has done pretty decent, so I'd probably start him in there under the flex position still. But yeah, that's tough. I was thinking about picking up Kittle too on the waivers. Sonny beat me to him, but I got him. Yes. But
that was my goal because I was like, I was looking at your tight end and Jason. I was like, ooh, I bet you he's going to get one off waiver. And so I'm like, should I take Kittle or Thomas? But I saw you picked up Thomas, so that's a really good pickup.
Yeah, and he's been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
I ended up dropping him last week. I was going to start him, but then I picked up Cook.
Nice.
But Cook was just a toss in just because of Breeze and just a one and done. And then a couple other tight ends I had in mind, but Kittle was definitely on my radar there. But,
snaked you.
And if he's always a start, I mean, you got to start him if he's healthy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's what I think too. I mean, against Philly though, and Cardinals played really well against Philly last week. Their receivers did. So I like starting Gallup there. But I guess if it was me, I'd probably put him in for McKissick. Barber, whoever Barber in Washington got most of the carries last week. McKissick actually had a really big game, so I guess, but that was against Seattle. I don't know. That's a tough one. But let's just pretend you put in Kittle for McKissick just for this purpose.
I'd be happy.
So Gronk getting 8 points against Detroit. Detroit's defense is pretty bad. Is that 8 points is low? What do you think?
That's just about right.
Okay.
I think Gronk is always he'll get 40 yards with no touchdown, or he'll get a touchdown and just one catch for 8 yards. So he's always around that 6-8 mark, but he could always go off with Tom Brady. But yeah. I think that's probably about right for him.
All right, and then just lastly, we'll do Kittle in there. They are playing Arizona. He's projected, looks like 10 points.
I have no clue. No clue. I didn't see Kittle play at all earlier before his injury.
He's pretty dang good.
And I don't know how – yeah, I know he's good. I don't know how he's going to be after that injury, though. So yeah. I don't know if he's going to get into the flow quick enough.
3 point week five or week six. I mean, he can definitely give you some points.
Yeah. Let's – For this purpose, let's just put him in for 10. Let's just give his projection what ESPN projects him as. We'll just keep it as it is. And then same thing with the defense and the kicker. Who knows what they're going to do? So we'll just put 9 and then 8 for the kicker.
Young Hoku.
Young
I was
Way.
Glad when oh, is it what?
His name is. I think he pronounced it Young Way.
Oh, I always say Young Hoku.
No, me too.
I was so glad when Tristan dropped him. I was like, yes,
yeah.
I'm gonna snag him.
Got him. All right, Jason, you ready for yours?
I think so.
All right, so Tannehill and Baker, Tannehill, Green Bay. Baker gets the Jets this week. So Tannehill's 19, Baker's 20. What you think?
Well, Tannehill's a must start. QB one, got to start him. The projection, I think he's gonna go more than 19. Honestly.
Okay.
Oh, my phone's talking to me now. In my watch. And they're playing Green Bay. So that's going to be – I mean, Green Bay's been doing really well this year. But I just don't see them stopping the Tennessee offense. It's just too potent. Tannehill can throw it. He can run it. Yeah. And he's got some wide receivers to throw to. So.
Yeah. So you think, so you said over 19, give me a number. What do you think his projection should be?
I want to say at least 24.
Okay.
Let's say 25.
All right. And Baker's at 20. I mean, against the Jets though, he could put up 50. I don't want to be surprised.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling confident about Baker. I've benched him the last couple of weeks when I probably should have started him.
Yeah,
but I think I have some confidence in him this week, so I'm gonna say probably 23 points.
Okay,
more than that, 20 projection.
Sonny, you got any problem with that?
No, he's right. I need Tannehill to go off because I need him to throw a lot to AJ Brown. So,
you know,
I think the 25 worst is, for him.
Yeah. The worst is gonna be when Tannehill gets all rushing touchdowns, though. Because that's possible.
Please no.
A big question mark for you this week, Jason, is Dalvin Cook playing against the Saints, number one run defense, but hasn't seemed to really bother Cook that much playing against good run defenses recently. Chicago, he got 27 fantasy points. Tampa, he got 21 fantasy points. So he's projected 20. What's a number that you think he'll get to?
I think that's pretty good. I mean, it is the number one defense, but he's been the number one running back for a long time. He's been awesome this year. So I don't see him slowing down. Even though it's a great defense, I don't see him stopping him.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with that because they let Hurts and Miles Sanders each get 100 yards and rushing touchdowns on him a couple weeks ago. David Johnson, he plays – the Bengals, he's projected 13. He's been weird this year. I don't even know what to think of him. He had 17 last week against a good Colts defense, but he only had 8 carries, but he had 106 receiving yards. So against Cincy, worst defense in the Colts, what do you think? 13, more or less?
You know, he's been at the lower double digit range. He's been injured, so, but he's been consistent getting at least double digits, so I want to say 10 or more he's gonna get me.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. I'm gonna say 10.
Okay.
All right, your receivers, let's just assume Tyreek Hill is playing because we don't know yet. I think it's up in the air. He was limited at practice today, I believe, so let's just assume he's playing against Atlanta. DJ Moore against Washington, Cooks against Cincy, Claypool against the Colts. So Tyreek Hill's projected 15, Moore at 9, and then Cooks and Claypool each at 8. which of those would you change and to what?
DJ Moore, I'm not very confident in right now. He's been kind of up and down, but he's been pretty solid when he is healthy and can play. I think the last few weeks he's done pretty well for me. Cooks, I don't know what to expect from him. He could get injured. He could, you know, go off for, you know,
75
yard bomb.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that happens, but I'm not too confident. So I want to say it's probably right around 8. Okay. Claypool, I just don't trust Ben either. So 8's probably right. I'm really hoping Tyreek just gives me what he's been giving me, like 50 points a week. Him and Cook have been my saving grace. And those weeks that I haven't really had any players step up. But.
Okay. So DJ Moore, did you say 9 is good or did you change that?
9's good.
9. I mean, okay. Yeah. But more for Tyreek because you need it to be?
Yep. Not Tyreek will go for 30.
30. All right. I like that. Bold prediction.
Bold
prediction, but not necessarily crazy just because he's Tyreek Hill.
I guess in Atlanta defense too.
Dude, he's just like a big play waiting to happen. Every single play, it's like you hold your breath when you're watching the fantasy cast, when you're playing Jason, because you know it's like Tyreek Hill for 62 yards and a touchdown.
Yep.
Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas against Carolina. He had 15 points last week. And I think Alex Smith is supposed to play this week, so that'll help. At least hopefully it does. He's projected 9. What do you think his real projection should be?
I think it's probably going to be more than 9. I mean, he's been pretty solid tight end this year. I mean, he's not up there with the Kelseys or the Wallers, but middle of the pack in the top 10. So I want to say 13 to 15 from Logan.
All right. I'm going to write down 13. And then, Sonny, you can chime in on this one too. Zeke playing Philly, projected 13 points. What do you think, Jason, and then Sonny after Jason?
You see my smile, Santi? Zeke's going to go off.
Ooh.
I think he's going to score 20 this week.
20.
Beautiful. Saw how Pollard ran it last week. And he's gonna want his job back. He doesn't want to, you know, have anybody showing him up. But I think this is his week.
Donnie?
Yeah. It could be his week. We'll see what Jerry Jones, the head coach, has to say about his $90 million RB. So we'll see if they throw in the towel in and they're just throwing the season away. I can easily see Zeke just being super limited and Tony Pollard taking the touches. But if they still want to compete and hope that Washington loses out, Giants lose, Philly loses, and then they win out and take the division, then Zeke's going to go off. But it's a tough call. I want to say 13 is right for him, though, if he does play. Right. But the ceiling is definitely 20, 25.
You know Zeke better than I do, so.
Well, I feel bad for Sonny because it's really a lose-lose at this point. Like, if Zeke goes off, then Sonny's probably losing his fantasy matchup. And if and if he doesn't, then that probably means the Cowboys are finally going to get kicked out of the playoffs after they should have been a long time ago. So, sorry, Sonny. It's kind of a lose-lose this week for you.
It's always a lose-lose for Cowboys. It's always.
Always a lose-lose for Cowboys. Well, I'm going to give you some news here, and then I want you guys to, any banter you have for yourselves, let's hear it. I asked everyone in the league who they thought would win between the two of you, other than you guys, of course. And this is not including me. But I'm just going to count it up because everyone's kind of texted me in the last few minutes or so. So 1, 2, 3 against, I'm not going to say who got the 3 for one of you and 1 2, 3. Oh. 4. All right, so it's split. So I'm it's 4 for Jason and 3 for Santi. So it's split right down the middle because I want to say Sonny. No offense, Jason, but I want to say Sonny. And everyone's just so you know, everyone who picked Jason said Jason if Tyreek Hill plays. So.
Ooh.
And so, honestly, if I wasn't in the championship, I would probably be picking Santi myself.
Jason, did the majority of people pick you in the two rounds before this? I don't think so. I think that everyone was either against you or it was a split decision. Like between you and Danny, it was pretty split. And a lot of people picked Alex to beat you, so... What does it matter? What does it matter to you? We don't know anything at this point. We're all out. You're the one that's in. So I'm gonna do a little math here. So why not, Sonny? I'm gonna start with you. Give a little smack talk to Jason. Why are you gonna win?
Well, I can't say I'm gonna win because last time I did that, I lost. Oh. But I have confidence in my team. I'm thankful that Deshaun Watson and Kyler are on team. Well, actually, no, not Deshaun. He's not in a team that's fine for the playoffs. I think Houston's done. But I'm just glad that I wanted to keep most of my team, have players that have teams that are still fighting to make it to the playoffs so that they have a reason to play hard, go off, play all their snaps. And so, I don't know about Juju. Really questionable about McLaurin and McKissick. But everybody else, I have good faith in that they'll get their projected score higher. But yeah, just question marks on Juju, McLaurin and McKissick right now. Okay. But I want to get that revenge win against Jason.
There you go.
And that was a tough loss to swallow last year. But
yeah.
I wanted to be that back-to-back championship winner.
Well,
gotta keep Jason from doing that this year.
Gotta keep Jason humble. Jason, you got anything for Sonny?
Well, I mean, he's getting used to losing the championship. So,
yeah.
Ouch.
Not this year.
Three championships in a row for you. You got one of those. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm on a championship roll. It's you know, it all matters in the playoffs. So if you can get in the playoffs, Santi, you've made it this far, but I think you've come to the end.
Buddy. This is the end of the road okay. for you. End of
the road for you.
We'll just wait till Sunday night.
Well, we've never
eat your words.
I don't think we've ever had a back-to-back winner. So on the one hand, I think that'd be awesome to see Jason win it 2 years in a row. It's hard to do that in a redraft league, like a keepers league. Yeah, you could, you know, if someone's keeping the same couple guys or whatever, but that's pretty tough to do in a redraft league as competitive as ours. So that would be a pretty big accomplishment. Jason, if you win, you want, what was it that you wanted again?
I want a Tennessee Titans jersey with the number 20 for the year I win it, like I did last year, but I got a Seahawks jersey and my name on the back.
Why the Titans?
Because Tannehill.
He's been my
QB all year. I gave up Josh Allen to you, which I probably should have kept. That trade, it kicked me in the butt, but Tannehill made me feel confident this year about doing that, even though Burrow went down with an injury. So that was rough. But I just kind of battle through that QB struggles with Tannehill. He kind of helped me through it. And same with Cook and Hill. Those three players really helped me this year.
So. Gotcha. All right. And Sonny, you wanted what?
I was going to do a Cowboys hoodie and either do my last name or Prescott. I'm not too sure about that. We'll see if they keep Prescott and give him his contract
hoodie for guy.
Next season.
Yeah, so yeah. I think that's what Junie was going to do too.
When Junie said that, I was like, oh man, I can get a hoodie.
Yeah,
because whatever you want. I have a lot of jerseys already. So
yeah,
I haven't have a hoodie for Cowboys. So.
Nice. So we went through and did all your projections for your own teams, and then what I did is I wrote all of them down, and then I wanted to add them all up at the end to see what you guys are projecting for it to be. Because right now, I think ESPN. Let's see, ESPN's projections, and Sonny doesn't quite have his full lineup in because I think we're going to switch Kittle out possibly, but it has Sonny at 155 and Jason at 148. You guys want to hear what you guys projected it at?
Do it.
Sonny, you projected your team to score 164. Jason, you're projecting your team to score 181. I like it. It's awesome.
I needed to go off. My team's been averaging about 140 all year, and I'm at that 180, 190 game. So this is the week.
I'm going to save this on my phone. I got it on my notes. And then whatever Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to go back and see which one of these are right, if any of them. And we can that'll be fun to look back on. So, you guys have a good matchup this week. It's going to be awesome. And can't wait for the draft next year when you guys can get your – prize of choice. But this is fun. It's good to have you guys on for one final preview of a matchup. And I think next week is going to be the last time we do a podcast of any sort, and we'll have Tristan, and then the winner and the loser, or just one if Salty is too salty to come on or whatever that may be.
I can take a loss.
Yeah, Tristan, I was hoping to throw out a hashtag 6 teams.
Hashtag 16. That is. I do not think that is the consensus so far. Really? By the way, I do not think 6 is the consensus. But
you say it. Hashtag
at least 7.
So Sonny, you say don't go to 6. Like keep.
I want 6. You want? I 6? Want 6. Okay. But if we're not going to do 6, then 7 at least. Yeah.
If we do 6, keep 6 and then the same, or keep 6. And do it like, I guess, so the 1 and 2 seed gets a bye if we do 6. Mm-hmm. So that's, I guess that's the reward for having a good regular season. So,
yeah, I was going to say there needs to be a reward for first and second during the season. So that 6 sucks to get, like Tristan did, get booted out of round one.
No,
sorry, Tristan.
Jason, you said 6 too, Jason?
I'm saying 6.
Okay. Should we see?
I'll play anywhere, any day, anyhow. It doesn't matter.
All right. Should we see what someone else has to say about this?
Do it. Oh, my goodness.
We got a surprise guest coming on.
What?
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
Let's see. He's connecting, apparently.
Oh.
This makes real good for podcasts.
Taj Mahal.
Did he pay his Wi-Fi?
I guess not. Goodness gracious, Danny.
good service on the beach.
What happened to that 1 gigabyte per second he was bragging about?
He's too cheap. He's too cheap for that.
Come on, Danny.
Come on, Danny. What do you think about Danny only putting up like 100 points in the semifinals? What a joke. What a joke. I mean, Jason...
Oh man,
you did good last week. You did good, but I mean, you got some beautiful matchups the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. Holy cow!
That gifted me the first round. That was a very grateful gift. Yeah. I wouldn't have survived any other team.
Yeah, that was. I mean. I don't know the exact reasons why that happened, other than if Scott would not have beat Alex, everything's different. Everything at the last week of the regular season, everything is different if Scott doesn't get that win, other than Sonny's still 8th. But hey, good for you, Jason.
That, and I was close to losing to, or close to winning Zach too. Would that have done anything?
Did Danny?
I would have jumped up to first. But, oh my goodness!
There he is.
Not that bad.
Danny.
Oh,
nice jersey, buddy.
Oh, we gotta kick you out.
You too.
Ugh, gross.
Hey, I expect that you.
Whatever.
Two Seahawks versus the Cardinal and a Cowboy.
That's fine. That's fine.
Why did you join my division? That's what I want to know.
Well, I want to be sure that we can still have some bad blood between us, you know?
That wasn't necessary, but I mean, okay.
I think it was necessary. I think it was absolutely necessary. And the Cardinals are just way more fun to root for than the Seahawks. Seahawks are boring. It's like, let's watch some bad defense and then Russell Wilson scramble for his life and chuck it as hard as he can.
Well, you don't like fourth quarter comebacks?
You don't like having the best QB in the league? Still does better.
I don't know that I'd say he's the best, especially recently. You might want to watch that. You've been too busy to watch the games, Danny.
Hey, I mean, I watch the highlights and I see how little Russell has and then how they still win with him.
How little he has? He has Lockett and Metcalf on his team. And what about a good running back.
What about the rest of the team?
Oh,
think about
man.
It. Think about the rest of the team, though.
He's got a good offense there. I don't know what you're talking. I don't know about their lines or anything, but
hey, you remember what happened when Peyton Manning left the Colts?
That's
an MVP right there. Yeah, exactly. You take Peyton Manning off, you got no team. Mm. You take Russell Wilson off the Seahawks, you have no team.
Well,
like, who are they just going to cover after that? They're just going to cover Metcalf and Lockett. That's all they're going to do. And then lose every game.
You know what? We don't even have to worry about that because we're here to talk about your season, Danny.
Okay.
We're here to talk about your season. Jason, Sonny, if you guys want to be a part of this, you can. We're going to just go through Danny's transactions. And really,
pull up his team.
We're going to make we're gonna make fun of him for the most part. So the first one, we gotta go back to this one, and we're just going to keep coming back to it. You traded away Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Just let that sink in. You traded him.
Okay.
You traded away Derrick Henry and Tom Brady for Lamar Jackson and Josh Jacobs.
Give me a second. I'm getting to the transaction page.
Yeah. Do you need to go to transaction page to think about that one?
No, no.
Why did you do that?
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Hold on. I was ignoring what you were saying while I'm trying to find this page that has all the trades. So what did I do in the trade again? I traded Derrick Henry and for
Derrick Henry and Tom Brady for Lamar Jackson and Josh Jacobs. After, did you even have them for a week? Were they on your week one lineup?
For week one? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you traded them after week one then. I know it was early.
No, I didn't trade either one of them. I kept them the whole season. Well, for I kept Jacobs for most of the season, but I kept Lamar for the
No. I mean Brady and Henry.
You I didn't even use him week one. No.
Okay. All right. I didn't think so. Let's just give him six thumbs way down for that one.
Ooh.
He traded away the number one running back in the league. And
but he was still number one in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
How does that happen?
Hey,
he had my first round playoff juju.
Well, he only dropped – He scored 103. He scored 103 in the playoffs, I think. So, I mean, look where he is now. We're talking about his end of season. He didn't make it. Danny, yeah. I offer you the most of anyone to win. That's how much I don't believe in you winning. I'm willing to give you so many things for you to win, and you won't do it. You just won't do it. Your next one was the three-team trade. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what it was because we had to do multiple transactions. But you ended up getting Amari Cooper, Baker Mayfield, Miles Sanders, and Travis Kelce.
I don't think my team got any better with that trade. It just kind of stayed the same.
Well, no, because you traded away Mark Ingram, Russell Wilson. I mean, you traded – or not – I mean, yes, you traded Russell Wilson, but Mark Ingram, Mike Evans, you traded away some bad players. You got a haul back for basically just Russell Wilson. I don't know that I say you lose that trade because you still got Miles Sanders, Amari Cooper had some big weeks for you. Travis Kelce is averaging 16 points. So, I don't know. Do you really think you lost that?
Miles Sanders, like, hardly played, and Russell Wilson at the time was just ranking in the points. Yeah. So, like, when I was missing – Sanders was supposed to carry the workload. I mean, Kelsey's nice, but, like, when I lost that workload that Wilson was having the first several weeks, I mean, in the end, maybe it didn't. I didn't get what I wanted out of it. I'll put it that way. Like, I wanted to get more points coming off of my running backs, and I want to get more points coming off of receiving. Even though I know Kelce isn't a receiver, he still had more receiving yards than a wide receiver for most of the season. But
yeah, he's basically a receiver.
Yeah,
you can see. Yeah.
I believe you, Danny. How are you paying attention to your team all year? Seems like you don't even pay attention.
My team.
I text you and you don't answer. It's like you're busy or something.
Like I'm busy or something?
Yeah. I don't believe what you're saying like right now about your team, because you probably just said it and forget it. I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'm going to go on the beach now.
Yeah, the closed beaches.
Go get some tacos over the border.
That's sad. They closed the beaches. Ugh.
I can't say they didn't close it. They opened them back up for a little bit, but then they closed it again. But.
So, Sonny, Jason, are we thumbs up or thumbs down for Danny's three-team trade? What do you got back?
I like that one.
Yeah, I go thumbs up.
He's okay on that one.
Okay, we give you a pass on that one. Your next two are bad.
Well, they just hit the accept button.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The next two trades, I didn't even care.
I'll tell you about the next two.
Well, okay. But be honest, how much did you drink that night? how much Maker's Mark? Because I know that's what you had in that's what you had last time I was there. Or do you have Jack Daniels?
Maker's Mark was the bottle that you gave me that I never drank.
Really? Oh, man. Oh, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but you gave me like that much left, and I was just like, what?
Oh,
I was like, oh, that's not enough. And so,
okay, so how many Appletinis did you have that night, Danny? Because I'm sure that's what you drink.
I don't even remember.
White Claws did you have?
White Claws. That's nasty.
Bud Light seltzers.
So we don't have to analyze these at all. Danny traded DK and Lamar for Rodgers and Gurley, and then he traded away. Hold on, where was it? DK and Lamar DK and Lamar for Rodgers and Gurley. Then the other one says, "Oh, you got Kenyon Drake, Deontay Johnson, and Kenny Golladay, and I got Marquise Brown and Josh Jacobs."
Shows how much I cared about the season at that point.
Three thumbs. Wait. Oh, Sonny says medium. Never mind. Sonny says medium.
Trade away Lamar Jackson, somebody else besides.
And DK Metcalf.
Okay, like.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm not going to try to argue with you, Jason.
But don't defend yourself,
those,
Danny.
Those frown emojis that you sent me, I was like, oh
man.
Whatever. He'll get over it.
You broke my heart.
But after all that, you still were the number one in the league by yourself up there at the top, and you made it to the semifinals. So maybe we're just all doing it wrong and you're the one doing this thing right. I don't know. It's just, I guess that's just how your season went. My other thing I wanted to ask you, draft strategy for next year. Do you try to get the draft pick right before Zach and Tristan so that you could take Herbert and Wilson again? Because he doesn't want Brady. Since they care about Brady, he wants Herbert now.
If I get Herbert, I'll probably keep him.
Yeah. I mean, you should. If you get Herbert and Wilson, that means you're probably picking at like 10 and 11.
I think that might be a little high for next year. I mean, I think they're second round, but I don't think that they're sneaking in the first round next year.
Yeah, but you got to reach for him if you want to get him from Tristan and Zach, because you like to do that. You like to get someone's favorite guy and hold it over them for as long as you possibly can until Zach will give you half his team for him.
It's not that fun to do with Tristan because Tristan knows how to trade for the most part. But like when you're, it's kind of like the way I used to be with Rodgers, where I'd be like, "What do you want?"
Yeah,
but
I think you're still that way with Rodgers. You traded him for Lamar and DK Metcalf. You traded Lamar and DK Metcalf for him.
Oh, I would have like made. I would have made a trade earlier in the season if I really, really, really wanted Rodgers.
That's fair. All right. Well, Danny, we didn't have to review your season long because you barely did anything all year. I believe you were tied, or maybe you were the least transactions. I'm going to look it up right now.
No, but, I probably was.
No, the least.
No, it was like Alex, I think.
No, it was Danny. Really? Alex had more transactions than Danny.
Did he have like late season transactions? Because I thought I was ahead of him for a little bit.
He made a few trades. He made probably as many trades as you did. So the total moves, if you go to the standing page and you look at moves, that's all the transactions. Danny, on the whole year, you did 17 things. On the whole year. On the whole year, I did 59. And, I mean, that's a lot, but Junie had 46, Evan had 44, Scott had 40. Like, there was many that were well over double what you did. So, whatever. Yeah,
he was still number one though.
I know, that's the thing. All we can do is like go back to, yeah, and you still finish number one. So that's how it goes, I guess.
I mean, I always saw like middle of the pack, so I was like, okay, there's like a 50% chance I win each week. Yeah. So that's kind of just how I looked at it.
Yeah, your points for, you were ranked right behind me, so you were at sixth highest total points on the year, and in points against, you had the second lowest points against. So that'll do it for you guys. All right, I'm gonna stop the recording, but thank you guys for coming on.